Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Who the fuck is Greg is like a mantra to live by.
This is straight out of the Sarah Palin playbook, you know, Grizzly Mom.
Welcome to Political Experts React, where we break down political ads and media, explain what people behind them are trying to accomplish, and decide whether or not they did a good job. I'm Dan Pfeiffer, former communications director for Barack Obama, and joining me today is Melissa Murray, the professor of law at New York University and host of the Crooked Media podcast, Strict Scrutiny. Melissa Murray, welcome to Political Experts React.
Thanks for having me.
This week's episode is all about how campaigns and candidates are talking about abortion. You have been covering this on Strict Scrutiny from a legal perspective, from the substantive and terrible impact of the court's decision. So we wanted to get your take on what these ads say and what we think they accomplish and how Democrats can maybe push back.
Sounds great.
The first ad we're going to start with is one that has been requested by many, many of our viewers. It's from a political group called Mothers Against Greg Abbott.
Thank you for your patience. There's no easy way to say this, but your baby has a catastrophic brain abnormality.
What does that mean?
It means that parts of her brain didn't form. Your daughter, if she is to survive, will live only a matter of hours after birth. During that time, she will experience a multitude of seizures and ultimately aspirate on her own bodily fluids. She will suffer. A decision will need to be made on termination. I wish I could tell you what to do, but there is only one person who can make this choice.
How much time do I have?
And that person is Greg.
Greg?
Who the f*** is Greg?
Yeah, let me just give him a call.
Hey, Greg. Dr. Robinson here. Listen, I've got a pregnancy that could... Yes? But I think this one is the... Yes, okay. Sure. Sure. Okay, I'll let them know. Yeah. That's gonna be a no. Best of luck to you.
And this ad obviously takes quite a turn in the middle of it. But what did you think of it, and what do you think of the messaging in it?
So I loved the new MAGA, Mothers Against Greg Abbott. I think it really brings home in a visceral way what the stakes are here. I mean, like, you know, I think the anti-choice movement have really framed this as, you know, infanticide versus not infanticide. But it really sort of comes down to this question, like, who should be making this choice? Is it individuals according to their own conscience and their own morals and views and religious views, or is it the state?
I think who the fuck is Greg is like a mantra to live by, right? There was a lot of polling which shows that the most persuasive message is the idea of politicians being in the middle of these deeply personal healthcare decisions. And this does that in a way that is very clear and very easily understood. The other thing that I think is notable about it is very clearly an attempt to go viral, which I think is quite smart. Like, they're trying to make it noticeable and interesting and breaking through amongst other political ads. Do you worry about the beginning could get people to turn it off, because it's pretty long?
So there is some wind up, but I think almost anyone who has been pregnant or experienced a pregnancy with a partner knows that this could happen to anybody. You could imagine having that conversation in the doctor's office with your physician. If people are willing to be sucked in, then you have the payoff of, you know, who the fuck is Greg?
It's one of the much under-discussed parts of having children. And this debate is the incredibly high percentage of people who have had miscarriages and being forced to have access to abortion services to deal with that at risk of their life. And so while it may seem like this is an extreme version of it, I think you're exactly right. It's incredibly relatable. It was relatable to me. It's relatable to my family. And so I think that does pull people in. The next ad we're going to watch is from Katie Britt, who's a Republican running for Senate in Alabama.
I'm Katie Britt. As a Christian conservative mother, I know that life is God-given. I also know that I've had about enough of radical liberals lecturing us about following the science while being okay with taking the lives of innocent babies in the 9th month of pregnancy. Where I'm from, I mean, that's called murder. And this mama, I'm not gonna take it. I approve this message because saving babies starts with sending more pro-life moms to the U.S. Senate.
So this ad is notable in a couple of ways. Is one, there is almost no Republicans communicating about abortion outside of the context of primaries.
I grew up in the South, and I think I knew a lot of people like Katie Britt. I come back to, like, people of faith have all kinds of views on abortion. But I do think this whole question of, like, you know, these radical liberals getting the science wrong as you talk about abortion and equate it to infanticide is really striking. I mean, I think the idea that people are terminating pregnancies in the 9th month, like, I mean, this is a shibboleth that people on the right talk about, but this isn't how abortion care works. Like, most abortions happen early in pregnancy. When they do happen in late term pregnancies, it's the circumstances like we saw in the ad that Moms Against Greg Abbott put together. I mean, like, something catastrophic has happened in the pregnancy, or the mother's life is at risk. I mean, the idea that people are seeking abortion care because they're bent on murder just really strikes me as irresponsible. And then, you know, the pivot, we need more pro-life moms in the Senate. Like, I'd love to see more moms in the Senate, but I really would like for them to be forthright and transparent and truthful. Be pro-life for the whole life. And let's talk about that, because I think there are points of commonality if you're willing to think about what life means at all stages.
I mean, the Venn diagram of people who call abortion murder and also pose in their holiday card with an AR-15 is like two overlapping circles, right?
So this is straight out of the Sarah Palin playbook, right? I mean, it's like, you know, grizzly mom kind of rhetoric.
I think this ad would be quite problematic in a closer state. Like, if she was running in Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or even Ohio, I think it would have some downsides that she probably won't suffer just because of the partisan breakdown in that state.
Let me say something that will truly be chilling to you. If she's successful and she becomes the senator from Alabama, she'd be a star.
Yeah, for sure. I 100% agree. The last ad we're going to watch is from the Democratic National Committee.
Republicans are celebrating ending a woman's right to choose.
This is a moment for incredible celebration.
What a great victory.
And they're not done yet. Mike Pence wants to ban abortion in every state. Mitch McConnell says a national abortion ban is possible. 50 years of women's rights stripped away by the few. But we are the many. We will fight for freedom, and we will not be silenced.
What do you think of this ad?
I think it's a C-plus ad. It's basically the visual equivalent of getting a text message from Nancy Pelosi on my phone. You know, the Republicans have overturned Dobbs. Give me $25. You know, I wanted to hear, like, what are the stakes here? Like, you know, let me know that Joe Biden has limited options for federal action. Let me know that the Democrats have a limited majority in the House and a bare majority in the Senate, and therefore we can't protect reproductive rights without a wider margin. And then tell me what to do. What do I need to do to make this better? Because yes, we're angry and we're the many and they're the few, but now what?
It is a very valuable and important argument to make to tell people what the Republicans want to do is they want to pass a national abortion ban, that nothing is safe. And the Republicans have said it. We should tell people why that's important. But it all falls apart there in terms of execution. I think every ad in a situation where we are the many has to tell the many that if they do the hard work of citizenship, they can fight back against these things, whether that's at the state level, whether that's at getting 52 senators to codify Roe or whatever those things are. But it's got to have an empowering payoff at the end.
This opinion has some crap for everybody. Like, yes, it's going to do away with reproductive rights for women in most of the states. It's also laying a foundation for getting rid of contraception, for getting rid of same-sex marriage, for letting the state into your lives in all kinds of ways. Those are issues that mean a lot to the gay community, probably mean a lot to minority communities who already feel themselves within the crosshairs of the state, literally and figuratively. And maybe emphasizing that part of it, like, there's something in this opinion that will really mess up your life too, not just these women.
maybe this is a quickie ad they did really fast, but it looks like every other ad. That's where I think the Mothers Against Greg Abbott ad succeeds, is it doesn't look like a political ad. So you at least have a window of opportunity to get people to pay attention that this ad has almost no chance of doing.
This is not going viral unless it's literally connected with monkeypox. It's not.
We can end on that very vivid vivid note. Melissa Murray, thank you so much for joining us. And everyone, please subscribe to Strict Scrutiny. It is a must listen.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Political Experts React is a Crooked Media digital series. I'm your host, Dan Pfeiffer. Our producers are Elijah Cohn and Ben Heathcote. Our editor is Caitlin Stone. Digital direction from Matt DeGroot. To check out more of our digital series, head to youtube.com/podsaveamerica.